Kim Redigan from Meta Peace Team, and a strong advocate of sharing stories of empowerment. Generally, people tune into stories more quickly than they turn into theory. We need both, but the stories not only attend to the mind, they also attend to the heart. And I think when we share our stories of empowerment at nonviolence trainings, it gives people hope that this really works. I mean, otherwise we're talking theory, we're analyzing, it becomes a little heady. But when we take it to the street and we share the stories of what actually has worked, it really, I think, moves people to a place of hope, really more than anything else, hope and possibility. And these can be stories that come from history. I mean, whether it's the story of Bacha Khan and Gandhi, whether it is the story of, Diane Nash in the South in the United States, or whether it's stories that we ourselves, I think those are even the more powerful stories. You know, what have we experienced on peace teams? Very often, these stories are dramatic, but more times than not, they're not. There's a subtlety to these stories sometimes that really prove that these, a trained practitioner of nonviolence can be effective. Efficacy is important. I mean, otherwise, why would we do this work? I like to hear stories of empowerment from people who are in the training, in addition to the trainers, because very often, I think, they look to the trainers like, oh, you guys are the ones who have, the knowledge, you've got the training. But I think when you open the door to ask people to share, occasions where they've either themselves participated in some sort of nonviolent intervention, or they're reporting something that they've witnessed, it weaves it more into the fabric of everyday life. It makes it a little more real. It makes it a little more possible.